Creekside with Don and Jan. Welcome to Creekside with Don and Jan. If you care to live in harmony with nature and the land, and you wish to live more peacefully with all your fellow man, if self-reliant living is a big part of your plan, if you like to talk some politics with those who really can, this is the time, this is the place, Creekside with Don and Jan. Sit right down and make some space, Creekside with Don and Jan. Let's get started right away, Creekside with Don and Jan. No more singing, no delay, Creekside with Don and Jan. Creekside with Don and Jan.
Well, howdy and welcome to another episode of Creekside with Don and Jan. Hi, I'm Don Stover.
And I'm Jan Stover, and this is episode 244 on a beautiful October 1st day.
Wow, I was going to make beer today. And then everything else happened.
Best laid plans of mice and men, Don.
I know. And, well, you know, Oktoberfest, October beer.
You were in the mood.
I was in an October mood. That's mm-hmm. right. So that was my day, and it got blown all the heck. So
life happens.
Well, I did get two propane cylinders filled and two more to go, and I'll have four filled ones for the winter.
Okay. And, well, you're getting prepared, huh?
Well, kind of, yeah. So, 244 episodes. Mm-hmm. We are six episodes away from the big 250.
And you said you wanted to mention that folks can find us now in a different location, not just on owlcreekradio.podomatic.com, or not just download us on iTunes, but what's the new news you have?
Well, we also have a support page at Patreon, patreon.com/Creekside. And if you'd like to support us, we'll take it.
And, yeah, support is good.
We'll thank you. And maybe we'll even get a little premium prizes going. Maybe some T-shirts or bling or hats or make Creekside great again.
Oh, and I want to tell you, speaking of prizes, I'm so glad you mentioned this because we have another prize as we head into our 250th episode. We said that we were going to have prizes, mm-hmm. ideally every week. It hasn't happened that way yet, but we've
got... It happened last week, but that's okay.
But Bill Pasalagua, Bill Pas, that was our guest last week.
Last week, yeah.
Has a big event coming up, the Grapevine Bluegrass Music Festival.
Right.
And he is giving away a ticket for a Sunday pass. So there, wow. it's a whole weekend long, and you can just listen to last week's episode and find out all the great details and the musicians playing and all the other things that they've got going on. But this is a Sunday ticket. So in order for people to have a chance to win a ticket, all they have to do is go to our Creekside with Don and Jan Facebook page, and you will see this podcast, this week's podcast, posted. You may already be there.
Like it.
Yeah, just like it. And then everyone who likes it will have their name entered into a drawing. And then we will select that name and let you know in advance. The festival is this coming weekend.
Right. Your date for that Sunday will be the 8th.
Right. So. That's the ticket that's up for grabs.
Yeah.
So anyway, just like this. And of course, you're always welcome to do more. You can share, you can comment, whatever. But the people who like this particular podcast post will have a chance to win. And then we'll let you know in advance. And Bill will just put your name on the list.
Yeah, he'll be on the will call list.
Yep, and your name will be on that list, and you can show up to the event, and they'll let you in the door, and you'll be in for a good day of bluegrass music.
Speaking of tickets, you can get your tickets to the Autumn Dinner.
Something we're hosting, yes.
Autumn Dinner. It got to be done by the 9th, mm-hmm. and you can get them online at owlcreekgazette.com. So,
and later on in the show, we'll let everybody know where else they can pick them up if they want to purchase them at a brick-and-mortar location.
Exactly. So you had something, too, that you wanted to share with folks?
I did, and this is kind of an inspiration. The Autumn Dinner that we're hosting, the theme is An Evening at the Waltons Table, taken from the Waltons TV series and the family, the Hamner family, who is, of course, the reason the Waltons exist because
inspired by the Hamner family.
Right. And the cookbook that we're using was compiled from family recipes of the Hamner family, and Marianne Hamner Hawks compiled the cookbook, and she's got a nice introduction in the beginning of it, and I just wanted to read that. It kind of sums up why we've selected them and why it's pertinent with our magazine and self-reliance. Marion Hamner Hawk says, "I believe that family recipes are as much a part of our heritage as our family tree. It has long been my desire to record some of my favorite family recipes that have been generously shared with me by other family members and friends. One unexpected benefit of compiling a cookbook is that it results in better organization of my own files. Our father was an excellent hunter, and he took great pride in bringing home wild game, fish, berries, nuts, and fruits that were abundant in our area of Virginia. He also raised pigs and chickens, and we always had a cow to provide fresh milk and butter, plus a large garden. Our mother would can all the food that was not needed for immediate consumption by our family, and the duties and preparing the food were divided equally among the 8 children, and at harvest time, many of the aunts would come to help with the other chores. Sewing bees and quilting parties would serve as a social gathering for the relatives and close friends, and on such occasions, ideas and talents and the latest gossip were shared, as were the good recipes. I have also included the blessing used in our home at mealtime in the cookbook. It is with much love and gratitude that I dedicate this cookbook to the memory of my mother and grandmothers, to my friends and family, and to each of you who enjoy cooking. Good luck, good cooking, and good night. Marion Hamner Hawks, the original Mary Ellen."
Well, isn't that nice?
It is nice.
So, without further ado, we welcome our special guest, Roxanne Bear and Christina Harden. Howdy.
Hey, hi, how's ladies. Going?
Yeah. It's been a while since both of you have been on the program, and we're just jumping right in here. So, Christina?
I haven't been on the podcast in probably a year, maybe a little bit more than that. So thank you for having me back.
It's cool. You're welcome. Here. We're looking forward to catching up with you. And we know you're going to be involved in our autumn dinner and our book festival, mm-hmm. helping behind the scenes. So yeah. We thought we'd have the two of you here together since both of you are active in that. But catch up our listeners on what you've been up to.
Yeah, since last time that I've been on here, I've graduated high school, which was a great experience. I'm in Kaskaskia College right now, just trying to get taking my gen eds taken care of, and then I'll be moving on to Lindenwood University. So,
ooh, Lindenwood.
Yeah.
Yay. So, going all the way down to Belleville?
Well, St. Charles, actually.
Oh, you're going to
St.
Charles.
Yeah, so
okay.
Just that second campus in Missouri.
Yeah.
I'm planning to major in graphic design and minor in marketing, so then I'll be able to use a little bit of my photography in those studies, as well as learning more about video, because I haven't gotten to do much with that. So both areas of study will be really interesting, and I'm really excited to get there. But yeah, that's really what I've been focusing on, just to cover the entire spectrum of things, I say.
Well, and I know you said that you wanted to do some traveling, and some of that got postponed because mm-hmm. you had some health issues.
Yes.
And you said that you've kind of been able to bounce back from those because you've been taking care of yourself in a little mm-hmm. different way.
Yeah, a lot of people would approach very many health issues with mainly just with medication. You know, that's the go-to thing, but I've really been wanting to kind of avoid that and rely more on more natural mm-hmm. remedies. So instead of really just focusing on medication, I've been having stomach issues. So actually Roxanne helped me with some tea one time. She introduced me to the ginger root as well as lemongrass and green tea. So I mix all of those together in my tea every morning, as well as taking ginger and turmeric supplements. So,
well, ginger's been a nausea aid forever. Mm-hmm. You know, anybody who's ever flown anywhere and got a little nauseous at the time.
That's why my grandpa uses it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's kind of interesting how it helps the digestive system kind of strengthen and fight things back. So I do have a regular stomach medication that I do take regularly. I've been on that for about 2 years, but I've been trying to kind of lean off of that and rely on more natural causes, like I said. So that's what I've been doing, and I've been great so far.
Keep that bacteria going.
Uh-huh.
Well, and you know, sometimes there are medications and natural supplements that work hand in hand. What comes to mind right off the bat, propolis is a natural antibiotic. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, doctors prescribe all kinds of other antibiotics. But propolis actually works on its own, but it enhances the prescription antibiotic. So those kinds of things, if you know what work together, you can benefit from the whole gamut.
Mm-hmm,
honey is a natural antibiotic as well. Mm-hmm.
So we're glad you're feeling better.
Thank you.
That is so cool.
Yes.
The other guest we have here tonight is Roxanne Barry.
Yay! Yay! Crowd goes wild again. Well, we figured it's probably been since probably April since I've been on.
We were thinking the home show was your last visit with us here at the creek.
That sounds about right.
Mm-hmm. I think we got you back
on. I think I was on here with Pam Shalhorn.
You were. That's right.
The last time I was on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In fact, you're one of the people that have probably been at every location we've ever recorded Creekside with Don and Jan.
I've been in every spot.
Yes.
Yes, I have been.
We just keep moving and saying, hey, Roxanne, come on.
I can find you. Just keep moving. I'll find you. I'll hunt you down.
So, Roxanne, tell us what you've been up to.
Well, earlier we were laughing about the possibility that I've just been a bum all summer, but that's not exactly true. I've been busy with massage, of course. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, I've been hit pretty hard with upholstery and sewing work. I've been very busy the last month getting things ready for our Secret Santa Society chicken and beer dance and fundraising that's mm-hmm. for the holidays for this at Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
I was in that Christmas holiday. Yeah. I almost forgot. I was a passenger in the car demolition derby at the Bond County Fair.
You were.
Yes.
That's right.
And then we were in the parade at the Bond County Fair. So I can't really say I've been a bum. I've just been busy with miscellaneous stuff. And then I had a vacation. Do you know that was the first time I've been more than 100 miles away from Greenville for probably 12 years?
Well, then it was a well-earned, well-deserved.
And I got to go to New Orleans.
And it was fun to watch you post things on Facebook. Some of those scenes were just gorgeous.
The white sand beach at Bay St. Louis, Mississippi, at the Gulf of Mexico was absolutely gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Took my dog along. She got to, you know, walk in the Gulf of Mexico. Mm-hmm. And honestly, Belle was pretty much the princess and the star of everywhere I went.
So what did she think of salt water?
She had to taste it, but she did not offer to drink it after she tasted it.
Well, and speaking of your trip, too, you had taken a little hiatus from writing for the Owl Creek Gazette.
I did.
And that got you all motivated and inspired to write again.
Well, you know, I was so busy with so many things during the summer, and you know, I've been wanting to get back into the writing, mm-hmm. but it just kind of felt like I didn't know what to say about mm-hmm. anything. So after that, so just a little sneak peek for the October issue. If people haven't gotten their hands on it just quite yet, mm-hmm. there's a vampire story in this one.
Vampire.
Spooky tales.
Yes, yeah, spooky tales that I learned in New Orleans.
Sweet. So we've got two things going on one day, October 14th. That's our book fair, book festival for indie authors, and we have the autumn dinner. And the both of you are involved in that autumn dinner and the book fair. You're going to do some still photography for us, Christina.
Yes, I will.
And some and preparation work because mm-hmm. we're getting old.
Glad to help.
And you, Roxanne, are going to be making the autumn dinner.
I am the
primary, it's going to be so
head
good.
The head chef.
I am the head chef. Mm-hmm.
I have been dubbing you that as I write and post
and,
the head chef.
Dear Richard Barth always says they're going to let me do this. So that's cool.
We're just so gracious that way, aren't we?
That's right. You're so,
because we have so many other people beating down the doors begging to cook.
Well, I know.
This.
It's pretty hard to get in my resume for that, but
that's right. You rise to the occasion and rise to the top of the list.
Exactly.
And so do the little buns. But I'm bummed.
She's not making buns.
Well, she's making
We're making muffins.
Muffins.
So why don't we talk about the menu and tell people a little bit why we chose what we chose.
Okay, so we have this cookbook that you came up with. It's Mary Ellen's Recipes. It was Mary Ellen on the show. Interestingly enough about this recipe book is she used things like microwaves and stuff in the recipes. So it's not exactly authentic the way they would have done it in the early, Depression era.
Right, right.
But and the ingredients are definitely
exactly
older
and it
style.
Was, it was actually written by the real original Mary Ellen.
Hamner Hawks?
Yes, Hamner's sister. So she pulled from their family recipes. And so maybe the microwave is the updated version.
Yes. Their family used microwaves for heat instead of wood. There we go.
Yeah, later. But we are not. I'm actually not going to be using a microwave for any of it.
Good deal.
I'm going to do it the old-fashioned way—a crock pot. No, actually, most of it's going to be done in the oven on top of the stove, and then kept warm with crock pots.
Right.
So the first course is our soup and bread course, And we've decided to go with peanut soup unless we just cannot get enough ground peanuts, which peanut butter's everywhere, so we shouldn't have a problem with that. And corn muffins. So, yes, peanut soup. Sounds kind of weird, but I think it's going to be good. It's a cream-based kind of soup. And then the next course is going to be meatloaf and a vegetable medley and pinto bean casserole.
And I thought that sounded really interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Try not to get too excited.
Yeah, don't get excited about that.
The pinto bean casserole, I'm a little...
I think you're going to be
pleasantly
surprised.
I think it's going
surprised.
To be fine, but you know, that's one thing I've not ever made. So that one's a little outside of the box, which we're all about being outside of the box. Well, I've never made peanut soup either, but you know, it's soup. And then dessert
can be
it's soup. No soup for you. And then the dessert is applesauce cake.
And that's one of supposedly Olivia Walton's favorite things on the show that
Olivia.
Her character served.
You mean Michael Leonard? Learned?
Well, she's the one who starred in it, but it wasn't her recipe. I mean, actually, Olivia Walton mentions that applesauce recipe in the show.
And I have made applesauce cake for years, so I know exactly what I'm doing with that.
There you go.
I'm a pro at applesauce cake.
I know. If you're not coming for anything else, come for that cake.
That's right. Come for the applesauce cake, if nothing else, because I guarantee it's going to be good.
Roxanne approved and Olivia Walton approved.
There
you
we
can't go wrong can't on go those wrong two with things.
That. So that's the menu.
And I remember from last year's, well, last year and every time we've had this, this is our fourth go-round at such a dinner. But we've also had recipes that we didn't know how they were going to turn out. And we didn't know if they would be liked, disliked. But we just...
Well, there was the fried onions with apples. That was the kind of the weird thing. And it turned out really, really good.
It was really
good. Was that our 100-mile one?
That was... No, that was Laura Ingalls Wilder. That was Little House on the Prairie.
That's right.
And it ended up not only being good, it was like the hit of the night. People were... asking for more and more of that till the pans.
One theme one year was a 100-mile dinner, so everything we had, the ingredients came with a few, like pepper and a couple of spices. Everything was available within a 100-mile radius of Bond County.
That was one of our, that was at our exposium, I do believe.
And so we try to do at least one thing a little bit odd, just kind of, you know, as a trial, you know. Well, you know, that's what we are. We're odd.
And it's fun. That's if you can, you know, go to a restaurant and get something that you're familiar with and used to, but it's nice to have that unique flavor and unique opportunity.
Right. Well, you know, you probably would not run into a whole lot of peanut soup until you were in Georgia to think about it. You know, I mean, that's Peanutville down there.
Well, and they pretty much used whatever they had.
Right.
So if peanuts were in supply in the South, then that was going to be made into peanut soup.
And pinto beans are being...
One reason, though, I'm a little worried. The only thing I worry about the peanut soup is about a month ago, I had the opportunity to taste boiled peanuts for the first time. And let me tell you, they taste horrible. In my opinion, they smelled worse than they taste, and they taste really bad.
I saw that you made that post on Facebook, and I believe people came on and said, we love boiled
peanuts.
Some
people love them.
Well, and you know, if you get the Smucker's peanut butter, that is nothing but peanuts.
That's what I'm going to be getting, is
whatever's
natural.
You pour the oil off the top of it and throw away the first half inch, you've got peanut goo.
Right.
You know, it's really good, and it's roasted peanuts.
Right, and that's what I'm going to be shopping for whenever it's time to get the ingredients. But, you know, just as a reminder, we need people to buy tickets ahead of time, and so we have a head count of how many people I'm actually cooking for. So,
Indeed.
Get your tickets.
And our dinners have varied in size from 25 to 60 people. And like we were talking before we went on air, 25 is very manageable when you start to carry and load and haul and bake and have the right amount of pans. When you've got 60, you have to reassess your situation. So he looked at Christine and said, if we have 60, you're going to be hauling more things.
Right.
And if we have 60, we're going to need help.
Exactly.
More help.
Right.
More help.
Yeah. And we Roxanne may have somebody in their pocket.
Well,
October
9th. I'll be out in the street flagging somebody down. I'm here.
Hep wanted.
So the event is Saturday, October the 14th, but the buy your tickets deadline is October 9th, and that's the Monday before.
It's coming up.
That's right. Coming up quick. Let's tell them, Don, where you can get your tickets.
You can get your tickets at Adam Brothers Music and Coffee House right here in Greenville. You can get your tickets at Terra Mater Botanicals here in Greenville at 4th and College. And you can get your tickets at the Sunshine House Health Food Store in Vandalia and both Nudge Coffee Roasters locations, one in Highland, one in Breeze. The old Breeze City Hall is the new Nudge location down yonder in Breeze. Mm-hmm. And they are also on the square in Highland.
Right. And then if you're in Breeze and you're there during library hours, but not during coffee shop hours,
and
the
just
Breeze
blew
Library.
Right by me. Yeah. Right there, right behind Nudge Coffee Roasters.
Right. So the Breeze Library.
It's the Breeze Public Library, right.
And they're selling tickets.
Yes.
And part of the reason that they're doing that is that Angie Shute, the director of the library, is also our presenter at the dinner. So she's a researcher, reader, lover of history, and she and I got talking, and she said, and I said, could you do the program? And she said she would love to. She's a Waltons fan.
And she knows all about the Depression. I don't know that she has depression. I think it's because of the time in history, not the time in the head.
Exactly, the time of history. And I guess, you know, we've mentioned before, of course, in the magazine and on the podcast, that the reason we chose an evening at the Waltons table is because we've been featuring how people survived and even thrived during the Depression years. And the Waltons TV show is a wonderful example of how.
Yeah, we're
how
not
people-
trying to rip off the Waltons TV show or anything like that. We are simply, it is a period in time that exemplified and caused our lives to think about that period of time. You know?
Right, right.
And that's all it is.
So when we looked at the Waltons TV show, and I don't know, did you guys watch the Waltons?
Sure did.
Girl, I can't say I have, but it'll be good to be introduced to it, though.
It's a wonderful show. Now, I remember thinking back. I didn't watch it so much when I was in high school when it was on, but I did a little bit, but I really became fond of it when the kids were little, and it was such a family show, so I really enjoyed it like that. But Roxanne, you've been a fan for...
I really did actually watch it when I was in junior high and high school, and I didn't watch it later.
So, see, between the two of us, we never stopped watching the Waltons.
Right.
Well, I got to say, too, when I was in junior high and high school, Mom watched the Waltons, and if Mom wanted to watch television in the house, we all watched the Waltons.
That was back in the old days when we had, like, a TV in the living room, mm-hmm. and whoever was the boss of the family in the room at the time got to choose.
And you're talking to the remote.
That's right.
Because you got up and changed the channels.
I got up and changed the channel.
That's right. Well, I did a little thing on Facebook the other day, just said that we're, you know, going to have this dinner, and I just asked people, did they have a favorite Waltons character? And it was really interesting to see... out of John Boy Walton, of course, was the favorite, and he was really the star of the show, which it makes sense. But people liked Olivia Walton, the mom, and John Walton, Grandma, Grandpa. All of the different cast that were brothers and sisters to John Boy were liked, but one person I got a kick out of even came on and said Reckless, and that was the dog. So that was his favorite.
Well, I like
character.
Blue.
Yeah.
The mule.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. John Boy rode him everywhere.
Well, and you're writing an article about... the American Mule, so you might want to mention that, too.
Right. Could be family. And you'll have to read about that in the magazine.
So we're going to be decorating the location, and I guess we should tell that, too. We're going to be at Patriots Park in the meeting room.
All right. In that big tan building there at the back of the park. You can't mm-hmm. miss it whenever you ride through from one entrance to the next.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the south side of the road, right next to the lake.
And so we'll be getting it all ready for fall. We've got some ideas in mind. And so how the day's going to go, for those of you who haven't checked with the magazine yet or haven't read the latest issue.
I can't imagine somebody not reading
it. I know it is hard to imagine.
Yeah.
But we'll just reiterate what they already know. How's that?
How about we just iterate it right off the bat?
We're going to start the day, and at 1 o'clock the doors open, and that's when our book festival is starting. And the reason we did that, too, is with Earl Hamner, the author of the Waltons, was really a writer ever since he was young, and John Boy's character reflects that in the TV series. And so we thought, what better way to feature two events at one than to promote writers? So we'll have the indie authors. We've got a dozen. Well, actually, we've got a baker's dozen. 13 authors have signed up. And someone even said to me, were we just going to meet the authors? Well, they'll have their books there for sale. So
it's just not a handshaking opportunity. It's a
right.
You can buy books.
And
you
Roxanne,
know, them book things.
Exactly. Those hard things that you hold in your hands.
With pages in them.
And Roxanne Lenora Henson's going to be there, and she's been a lot at your events that you've hosted over the years. So if you're, we just talked about it, you may not get out to see anybody as you'll be slaving.
I won't make it out there because I'm going to be cooking peanut soup.
Oh, let me ask you something too, Christina. Only because you were much younger than the both of us.
That's okay.
Do you see kids reading electronic media, or do you see kids ever reading books?
Honestly, it's hard to find both. I have a book that I read pretty regularly just at school, and people just look at me, you know, like, why don't you have your phone out? You know, like, it's just something that's crazy to them. Yeah, I guess I would say I probably would see a Kindle around more than I would see an actual paper book in someone's hands.
And what about class books?
Just like textbooks?
Textbooks, yeah.
Yeah, I would say we all carry just the regular textbook around. I know a lot of people like to Google the information to see if they could easily find an answer that way rather than searching through the book. But.
Yeah. Well, I heard somebody say, too, that even kids, you know, in grade school and up through high school are carrying electronic media rather than carrying school books home.
I think the high school is actually considering switching over to having each or for each student to have an iPad designated to them at the school so that they wouldn't have to have, like, the actual textbooks anymore.
There's just something wrong.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
That's just wrong.
And it, I mean, that just affects your head, you know? I mean, it affects your eyesight. I don't agree with that way of information.
I'm working on ads this afternoon, and my right eye starts hurting me like crazy. And I thought, well, I need to close my eyes for a while. And it's only because I'm looking at a computer screen.
Absolutely.
You know, I went out and I looked at the television. My eye's still hurting. Yeah. So it's like, okay, just close your eyes, dummy.
Right.
and be done with it.
Yeah, I think people think that that's the more efficient way to hand knowledge out, I guess. But honestly, it's just people aren't considering the health like effects and how that's just really messing with your brain.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, and there's something about curling up with a book, too, and holding it.
And that's a good way to fall asleep, too. Mm-hmm. You know, people are talking about having sleeping issues because they're scrolling through their phone while they're, you know, trying to go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
That just stimulates you. It doesn't calm you down.
Yeah, and the screen's actually, you know, vibrating or at least flashing at 100 hertz or less.
And that makes it hurt.
Yeah. H-E-R-T-Z. Yeah. But that's wild. Okay. So I didn't mean to digress except for to get the question answered, and you did well. Thank you.
I use both, but I much prefer to hold a book myself.
Yeah, I do. Well, I absolutely.
I have a Sony reader that I bought a long time ago, and I haven't had that thing turned on in probably 3 years. I couldn't force myself to go back to it when I have shelves of really nice books. And walked into the bookstore the other day, and it's like, God, it smells so good in here.
Yeah,
paper.
Definitely. I know.
So we're actually giving away a book at the dinner.
Autumn dinner,
And it's Goodnight, John Boy.
The lady who owns Afterwards Books is donating that. We always try to have something that is a door prize, and we've given away some neat things. In fact, Roxanne, remember at the, I think it was the last dinner, you had made the beets, and it was some sort of dish with beets in it. And
I don't remember exactly what was in it, but it was sort of a pickled beets type of thing. And we had jars of it that were door prizes.
Yes, and that was really nice. We had a picture of everybody with their happily winning their beet dish in the jar. Beet dish.
It was cabbage.
Oh, that's what it was.
Cabbage. It looked like beets because
it was red.
That's
cabbage.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah. Yes. Wow. Good for you, Don.
I paid attention.
You paid attention. I made it, and I don't even pay attention.
But it was really tasty. That was another hit of that dinner.
That was the surprise hit for me in that meal because I don't care for cooked cabbage, but I really like that.
Mm-hmm. See, I think the pinto casserole is going to be the surprise dish for you this time.
It might be. The pinto bean casserole just kind of reminds me, my daughter had posted on Facebook, what was one meal that your family served that you've never eaten since you were, you know, grown up? Mm-hmm. And for her, it's ham and beans. And I can distinctly remember the day that I tried to force her into eating the rest of her ham and beans. We had a standoff, and she sat there for probably an hour and a half. That was the last time I tried to force my kids to eat something, because that's not a battle worth fighting for, right. One thing. Well, you know, so then from that point on, the rule was try two bites, and if you don't like it, you don't like it.
Every 365.4 days, she'd had a problem in our house, because that is the staple on New Year's Day. Yeah. It's the very first thing, you know, in the morning. You have to have ham and beans.
I had ham and beans. She just didn't eat it. She might have eaten the cornbread, but she wasn't going to eat the ham and beans. And so that was her scarring for life.
Oh, wow.
I think she's adjusted.
She's adjusted quite well.
Probably, yeah.
Well, you might get her to come to the dinner and have her try that.
Try the pinto bean casserole. I'll tell her I'll save her some.
Okay. Well, it's going to be a fun evening, no matter – a fun day, actually, the whole day.
And we want to remind people that the book festival portion of the day is free and open to the public. So, you know, come on out, experience the authors. If you're interested in writing –
from 1 to 4:30.
1 to 4:30.
Right.
Then we've got a break, and we even have entertainment going on during the break. We've got Wildflower Conspiracy coming to play.
Yeah.
I've heard good things about them.
They're really good. Have you not heard them before?
I heard a couple snippets. I think Taylor actually showed them.
Sure.
She introduced me
to them. Yeah, that would make sense.
Dale and Aaron are good. That's just the only way to describe them.
So we're
good.
We're looking forward to having them join us, and then we'll go right into the dinner, and that's when you two are in your starring roles
of service. High five.
That's right.
So all I've got to do is to hit this little button here, because we're just about out of time.
Well, thanks for coming. It was fun having you, and you'll have to come back. Well, don't need to wait a whole year either, guys.
No.
Not till the next dinner.
Hopefully you don't move again before the next time I'm here.
We'll keep you posted.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't hold your breath.
Anyway, get your tickets before October 9th for the dinner. $20 for adults, $10 for kids, worth every cent. Priceless.
Yeah, you know, and if somebody were to go, and if it was the 10th, and somebody said, please, can I have a ticket? We'd probably go, all right.
Well, what we'll do is look at the amount of food, because anyone knows when you actually order a bunch of food, there's always that overlap. You know, if someone's already purchased 5 tickets and they got a 6th person wanting to come, we could probably squeeze that in.
You got to remember, there was always room for the neighbors to come into the Waltons' table.
That's true.
There we go.
Yeah. So y'all take care now. Thanks for stopping by Creekside.
Wave, guys.
Oh, the official the official out. Podcast of the Owl Creek Gazette.
That's right.
Y'all take care now.
Good night, folks.
Bye-bye.